This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew, or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Minnesota, Joe Thompson's kind enough to join us once again. We have a lot to get to with Joe. Joe, like all of our guests, like Rena last hour on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you, sir. We talked a month ago or so about Vance Belter and fraud. You had a conversation with Jay Coles from Care 11 the last couple days where you talked about, with all the fraud taking place in our state, that the total amount of fraud could exceed, wait for it, ladies and gentlemen, $1 billion. If you are a citizen of Nisswa, of Lino Lakes, of Rochester, of Golden Valley, and you're sitting there saying, I'm living my everyday life, how is it possible that we have this much fraud? What do you say to him, Joe?
Well, thanks, Chad, for having me. I don't know. We have a massive fraud problem here in the state. I think that it's only recently we've come to recognize it and start to take steps to address it systematically and on the large-scale basis.
You know, politics is not your area, right? That's that you know, it's not you to decide, Republican, Democrat, but you've had a career which has taken you to multiple states, and you look at the extraordinary numbers. Does our system just allow this compared to the other states, either where you've worked or where you've become more familiar in just investigating some of the crimes you've been investigating?
Yeah, I think there's a problem. I don't know that it's unique to Minnesota, but it's certainly specifically bad here. We've come to be known in Minnesota for these massive fraud schemes in a way Chicago's known for public corruption or gang violence. New York's been known for mafia violence. Minnesota's known for fraud more and more.
So if someone's listening right now and says, well, this is on the governor, that the governor's in charge, the governor should have known about this, what do you say to that person listening?
Look, I'm not a politician. I'm not going to weigh in on that. Obviously, all of us, I think it's been a wake-up call to everyone in the state recently, at least I hope. And I think all of us have a responsibility as public servants, as citizens, to address this problem and to do it with all due speed.
Okay. Could exceed $1 billion. Approximately where are we at now?
Oh, I you know, it's funny, though. I saw the headlines about that. It never occurred to me that that was a secret. I thought everyone knew there was over $1 billion in fraud. It's all over. We've seen, obviously, Feeding Our Future. That's
sure.
$250 or more million dollars alone. It's actually significantly more than that.
Right.
A lot of these other cases that we've heard about, these investigations that are, you know, nine-figure fraud schemes, and that's just certain programs. The problem is very, very real and very large. I'm glad people are paying attention, and I guess I'm glad I had to say the word billion for it to register.
Okay. So are we talking 1.5 billion? Are we talking 2 billion? Where are we at?
I can't put an exact number on it. It's massive. It's a massive number. And I think it's going to take a lot of work to get to the bottom of the extent of it. And more than anything, prevent it from going forward.
Okay, so how do you try to prevent it going forward? And then we'll talk about some of the cases, but how do you say, okay, we've investigated so much of this, and also we've recommended, or whatever role we can play as the acting U.S. attorney in my office, to try to prevent this from continuing at this insulting level?
Well, I think for me personally, I really believe in transparency. And one of the things, I think people have a right to know what's going on in their government, what's going on in their state. And part of why we're speaking out about these fraud schemes is to raise awareness. And that's the first step, is recognizing the problem. We can't deny the reality of it. And then we got to turn to it and go through these programs one at a time and see and learn from the mistakes of the past, not just writing them off as one-off cases of bad actors doing bad things.
Okay. Do we, and you're talking about your transparency, and we're going to get to some of the cases here. Do we have enough transparency in the state? And is that, if we don't, has that played a part in allowing some of these cases just to continue and to continue and continue?
I'll let the politicians answer that one. I can only speak for my office and myself and, our belief in transparency. Obviously, I believe in that generally. I'll let others decide whether other branches of government are sufficiently transparent.
Recently, we have another person with Feeding Our Future. I think it was the 48th person indicted. Is that correct? Or was it? Tell me about that, this case, and just where we're at in the whole process of Feeding Our Future.
Well, we've convicted now 48 defendants. I think we've charged 72 defendants so far, with more to come. We're about to start up a series of trials here in August and September to run through some of the other remaining 20-ish defendants who have yet to be tried or convicted or pled guilty. And so we're gearing back up for that next step in the case. And you've seen some recently, some new charges against new defendants, and mm-hmm. I think you'll continue to see some more.
So you're at 72 now. Could it go to 80? Could it go to 90?
It certainly could. How far we'll get, I'm not sure. We don't have a goal number. We're just taking them as we find them and as we go. And obviously we're balancing with all these other large fraud investigations that we're working. We have limited, our office has, less than 30 criminal prosecutors at the entire U.S. Attorney's Office. So it's a small group of people doing all of these cases, and a dedicated group, a really skilled group, and we're trying to tackle them all in the smartest way possible.
This is the acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Minnesota, Joe Thompson, with us. We're talking fraud. We'll get to Vance Belter, but there's so much more to get to on the fraud side. Okay, so you talked about approximately 30 people. What percentage of the work is right now solely on fraud in this state? And does it hurt you because it's so pervasive in trying to work on other matters that there's a need to investigate and to put together cases, but so much of the time is dealing with fraud?
Well, I mean, we certainly devote, it's a smaller group in our office that does fraud cases, maybe around a half dozen of us, including myself, even as the acting United States Attorney. I'm working on this housing stabilization case. Working on Feeding Our Future. So a lot of us are wearing multiple hats, but we have a smaller group of people devoted to fraud and public corruption cases. And then we have larger groups devoted to drug trafficking, violent crime, sex crimes in our office. And yeah, there is a, cost benefit analysis in terms of which cases we handle. And we try to make the best use of our relatively small resources to bring cases that have a real impact, not just on putting one or more defendants out of business, but also in the community and raising awareness of crime. It's an extraordinary group of people we have at the office, as you probably know.
Yeah, I mean, they're very well respected across the country. I know that from other lawyers who know it much, much better than I. So give us an update on the housing stabilization services, that one, and also the autism centers, where those investigations are at.
Well, those are ongoing investigations. Obviously, the Housing Stabilization Services, we issued some warrants recently, and that's a very active investigation, and it's ongoing, and we'll look to bring charges here in the near future. Similarly, with the autism case, we did warrants last December. That's an ongoing investigation into this EIDBI program. That's a massive program here in the state of Minnesota, and we found a lot of issues with fraud there, and those charges are going to come in that case too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This is Acting U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson with us. Even today, your office making news. Tell me about this volleyball coach and sexual abuse and 33 years and just using his position and reads in a horrifying way. Just share with the audience what's happened here.
Yeah, Judge Brazel sentenced a defendant named Dorian Bars to 400 months in prison for production of child pornography. And Bars was a volleyball coach at Maple Grove High School, and he coached at various club volleyball programs and in private lessons. And it's a terrible case. He used social media to essentially catfish some of his athletes, pretending to be another girl on the team and grooming him, and ultimately convincing them to producing child pornography. There was over a dozen victims in the case that were identified, and he rightfully got 33 years in prison yesterday.
Let's get to Vance Belter from your opening press conference in the days after the killing of Mark, Melissa Hortman, their dog, the attempted assassination of the Hoffmans, who knows how many others, to then when the investigation took place. We talked to you probably a couple weeks before the next press conference when you laid out more details and the charges. What was the most alarming piece of evidence or part of the crime that you would say as an experienced prosecutor that you learned that Belter was a part of?
Well, I mean, watching the videos, which contain audio recordings of his interaction with both the Hoffmans and the Hortmans, is a chilling experience that I'll never forget. I think the hyper-realistic mask is a chilling thing to see. And also the way he stalked his victims, the cyber-stalking aspect of, you know, finding the addresses and information about some of our state representatives, many of our state representatives, and using that to stalk them online and carry out his crime is chilling. It's obviously something as a society we're dealing with the rise of technology and the heightened levels of political extremism and violence. It puts elected officials and other people in harm's way, and I worry that it's a deterrence from public service.
He had penned this letter to the head of the FBI, Kash Patel, on numerous topics, but the main headline was that he was acting on behalf of the governor of the state, Tim Walz, who wants to be a senator and was instructed in some manner to kill Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith. No one of sound mind believes that. So when you're looking at other comments he makes or other writings or other comments from him in some way, how do you put any credibility to that at all?
I don't. It's ridiculous and offensive.
The last time we talked, we had mentioned that Mary Moriarty had wanted the Hennepin County case first, and you at that time said, we're convinced we're going to go first. Is that all completely resolved yet, or is there anything left to button up in that area?
I don't think so. We've been working in partnership with the state and local officials, both at the law enforcement level as well as with the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, and everyone's comfortable with the way the case is proceeding, and we're going to see it through working together.
Two of the charges carry the possibility of the death penalty. I want to remind folks how that process works and how the federal government makes that decision.
Sure. Well, the Department of Justice has what's called the capital case unit that does a capital case review. Any death eligible case goes through this process, and we'll do a submission in the coming months to them with a recommendation, and it's going to be based on a series of factors: the defendant's background, the victim's background, input, you know, summary of the investigation, the input from the victims, and what do they think and what do they want to see happen. Ultimately, we'll make a recommendation, my office will make a recommendation, and then the capital case unit will review it. They'll make a recommendation, and ultimately, Attorney General Pam Bondi will make the final decision.
Do you have any idea what the ratio might be if, in this case, you, an attorney for the state, the district is the wording here, but the U.S. attorney for the state, if your office decides we are recommending the death penalty, how often the attorney general normally would say we agree or disagree? Because there are certain cases, you know this well, or certain parts of our government that very often the federal government will just okay what the state has offered because they know it so well. Is there any pattern in this way?
There's not. They're handled on, as you might expect, on a case-by-case basis. And each case of this level of seriousness it stands alone, and the review process will be conducted based on the facts of this case with input from all the victims, witnesses, our office, and based on basically every factor. So, no, I don't think there's really things we can look to. We'll just have to see how it plays out in the coming months.
Last thing, I know you have to go. We have to go, too. We know the individuals involved. We know the victims. You've called this an extreme political assassination. Right now, do you need that much more to decide if this is a death penalty case or not?
Well, I think it's the most serious, the gravest decision a prosecutor can make. So, yes, we want to make sure we've looked at everything and considered all the factors. And it's a weighty decision. It's not a decision that's made often. So we're going to make sure we do it the right way and with consultation with all the stakeholders in this case and all the victims and others before we make this important decision.
Joe, thanks again for your time. I appreciate it. I know you're busy. We'll reach out down the line.
Thanks, Chad.
The acting U.S. attorney for the District of Minnesota, Joe Thompson, you want to react to any part of this, including the fraud? It's shameful. It's extraordinarily awful that we're... I mean, when Joe Thompson is saying, I'm not even quite certain why this made news, because we've known it's well over a billion. And when I said 1.5, 2, it's not like at any point Davey said, no, that's too high.
Simply doesn't know what number to put on it at this point.
And the Vance Belter part, too. So plenty can chew on. We'll come back. We're going to have a short segment. So if you want to react with text, we'll look at them. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.